more personal responsibility here. We have a guy who's chopping wood and pieces are flying off, as is not unlike the question you just asked me a second ago. A person who chops wood knows that things fly off from time to time. So therefore he has to be careful. And even though he didn't intend to harm anybody, if the wood chips start flying off and they do hurt people, he'll be responsible. And that'll be true regardless of where he's doing the chopping. Here you see, if he's in his own private backyard and he's chopping wood, and a splinter off the tree or whatever flies off into the Rishus Rabbim, into the street in front of his house, and it hurts somebody, he'll be
very, very common weed whacker sending pebbles out.
So exact same thing, weed whacking, and the pebbles are flying. So if the damage is in the public place, you're chai, because you got to be careful. You got to know that things are going to fly out. And similarly, if he's a Birshus Harab, if he's in a public place where he had no right to be chopping, but he was anyways, Vizik Birshus Yachin, and it flew off into a private place, so still, he's chayev. And also, even if he's got Birshus HaYachid, he's chopping his private place, Vizik Birshus Yachin, and it flies over his fence, into his neighbor's fence, over his neighbor, into his neighbor's backyard, and the neighbor gets hurt, also chayev. In all those cases, you're chopping wood, or whacking your weeds, you gotta be careful.
So it's whacking weeds from the area, looks from the area, he's in public place?
Same thing, gotta look out, if you learn around. You gotta be mindful of the things, the trajectory of where it goes, yeah, exactly right. The reason...
Whack somebody in the face with your chitzah.
Yeah, that's exactly right, that would be the same exact thing. Exactly right. Not an uncommon experience. It's actually, the nation lose their eye more often. The reason why the Mishnah uses multiple cases is because there are two separate reasons that you might have thought you should be careful. One reason you might thought you should be careful is because the public thoroughfare is where people are. In a private backyard, no one's usually there, so you might think it's safe on the one hand. On the other hand, if you're chopping in a public place, you might think you have a right to be there, but as opposed to a private place where you don't. So in all the above cases, no matter what, you have no right to be chopping in a way that's irresponsible, that people could get hurt. You have to put up a sign, scream before, I don't know, whatever woodchoppers do, and that way people have to be protected, and if something happens, that you're responsible for it. Now, just as a side point, you'll be responsible not just for nezek. We're talking about human damages, people hurting people. So the damage you pay is not just nezek, but also those other four payments, usually. The four payments are, besides for nezek, his loss of personal value. Good morning, Shalom Aleichem, and welcome. So the three other, anyway, no problem. Someone does usually sit here, but I guess today's not here.
Yeah, he's not here today.
You're safe.
His wife is in the hospital.
Oh no. Oh, sorry to hear that. Good morning. So when you hurt, I'm... let me see. Do I... yeah? I think I just... Okay. So now, when it comes to damages, human beings inflicting damages on other human beings. So aside from the nezek payments, which is the physical loss of his personal value, which that would be sort of like his slave trade value, actual loss to his person. So there's also four other payments that need to be made under normal circumstances. Those are, in addition to like the physical depreciation, which is analogous to when you damage an object. Right? When I hit my hammer into your car, it was worth so much before the incident and so much less afterwards. The so much less is how much I pay as nezek, the normal damage. The same with the person too, how much is the guy worth with and without a right hand. But in addition to with and without a right hand, if I, my axe, send a piece of splinter and it chopped off your hand, there's also other issues. The issues of ripui, your medical bills, so that's pay for that also. There's also going to be sheves, your unemployment, if they lose time off work from not being able to work because you've now lost a hand until you get better, whatever it is. And also tsar. Those are three. I've had three out of four. Tsar is the pain you have to endure. Okay? All that has to be compensated for. How we calculate those things we'll discuss in the 8th parak. There's a fourth payment which is called boshes. Boshes is, we discussed, like kind of humiliation. How much you have to be compensated. Like, I'll call it for now your emotional distress. And that will depend, like we said before, on who did it and who it's done to. If you're a more chasher person, then there's...
it has nothing to do with, like, you walk around
that, like... It is that.
And you're embarrassed.
Yeah, it is that. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you're emotional stress of being legless. It could even be able to see, what about if you're married to a woman now and she's got no leg? You're also embarrassed. Maybe this conversation has to go to the husband. We'll see it later on. But now... the only one I'm pointing out for this mishnah is one relevant point. To be chayav for boshes, you have to have intended to have caused harm. It doesn't matter if you didn't intend to embarrass the person. If you didn't intend to embarrass the person, but you did, you'll still have to pay. But if you didn't intend to do any harm whatsoever, it was a total accident, then you do not pay the boshes payment. So in this case, where you're chopping wood, and the things are falling everywhere, and you're not paying any attention, and someone in the Rosh Hashanah gets a splinter in his head, you have to pay him for his nezek, for having a hole in his head, and you have to pay him for his sheves, and his ripui, and his tsar, his unemployment, his medical bills, and his suffering, physical suffering, but you will not pay him for his boshes, because you didn't intend to incur some harm, as opposed to, say, punching the guy. You intended to hurt him. Okay, so I'm just being there to point out that this mivakea, this wood chopper, would pay four payments, but not the fifth, because he didn't intend to hurt anybody. That would be nezek. That would just paying for the replacement of the shirt, or whatever, the loss and depreciation of the shirt's value. But I'm saying the unique extra payments you pay for human damages, there's a special clause that to pay for boshes, you have to have intended harm. Again, not intended to hurt him, to embarrass him per se. He's over here, it's okay, you're good. Good morning, Mr. Rav, nice to have you back. Now, obviously I wasn't. There you go. So now, that's that. Oh, that's an admission.